This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southwind District with your Extension Crop Report. Wheat has a direct response to proper pH. Research has shown that highly acidic soils can cut wheat yields in half in susceptible varieties. However, it is the soybeans that have a low tolerance to acidic pH levels. There is no other soil component more important to yield than soil pH. Because of the quantity of lime needed, it can be very expensive. Grid sampling, management zones, or other site-specific soil testing has the biggest payoff when it comes to lime applications, because of the large expense, but also because pH can vary throughout a field. Lime is an investment that can last 6 to 8 years, especially in our highly buffered clay soils. The target pH for Southeast Kansas is 6.8, which is higher than the rest of the state, and lime recommendations start at 6.2, which are also higher than the rest of the state. While it might not seem fair that the area with the most acidic and highly buffered soils have recommendations for the highest pH, but it's also because our subsoils are acidic as well. We can't afford to have acidic topsoil too. And lastly, a fertilizer recommendation is only as good as a properly taken soil test. If you have any questions about soil testing, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.